You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. I hope you had a lovely Christmas holiday for those who celebrate. And I hope that Santa was good to you. Santa was not good to me because we didn't celebrate Christmas. So, because of COVID, obviously. So, it was nice, actually, just to hide out in my place and ignore the world for a day and have the world ignore me. So that was kind of cool. but anyway, I hope that you had a wonderful holiday. Fortunately, this fucked up year is almost over. So we only have a few more days. I'm crawling to the end of this year, okay? Like, it has been the single most catastrophic year of my life. It's shocking that I've been able to maintain the website this whole time, honestly, given everything that's happened. But I'm hoping for some miracles in 2021, so including the vaccine working and people taking it. Okay, but anyway, enough about that. A couple of site things just up front. I am working on a book that will be out shortly. This is my first discussion about this publicly. It answers a question that I receive all the time. As you might imagine, given the relatively high profile of the website, I get questions from all corners of the universe all the time, and there's a set of questions I receive all the time, constantly, you know. And this question that I'm answering in this book is probably the second or third most asked question. So I wanted to put a book out there that would answer this question and help people. So it's coming very, very soon. So I just haven't had a lot of time to really hammer it out completely, but it's getting there, so look for it. You're not going to be able to miss it, okay, because I've already been kind of mapping out the advertisements for it, and they're going to be pretty cool ads, so I'm kind of excited about the ads more than anything else, actually, but anyway, so keep your eyes out for that. And if you have not read my post about Alpha Toby from London, he's a very extraordinary young alpha male, straight, but he's developed this interest in owning and using faggots, like many straight alphas do. And so he's made the decision that he wants to basically enslave his faggot brother, his younger brother, and use him as a servant, a faggot, and, you know, as a sex slave, basically. So here we're wading back into controversial territory again. And I will say this. I mean, this is not part of what I really wanted to talk about tonight, but there's, I mean, it's pretty clear that that there is something hierarchical about brothers. You know, like one brother enslaving a fag brother as a sex slave. Throughout my career as a faggot, I really didn't ever encounter it. I did not have a brother, so it didn't happen to me. And I didn't know any faggots that where it happened to them. But having run this website for several years, I have encountered quite a few stories, true stories, about this phenomenon. And so there's something to it. You know, I am fascinated by it, to be honest with you. Because I guess I'm just trying to figure out how it fits in, you know, other than, and this is my explanation to this point, and maybe a listener out there has a different theory, but I think that men are men, okay, and hierarchy supersedes everything else. So if an alpha male has a faggot for a brother, his hierarchical instincts supersede the family bond part, and it becomes purely about dominance over and submission, you know, just that pure dynamic, I guess, you know. That's the only kind of explanation I can really come up with at this point. I have hit a vein somewhere in here. It's like hitting a vein of gold, you know, out in the rocky wilderness, you know. I've hit a vein of hierarchy, of hierarchical knowledge here with this brother thing. I'm really interested to explore it somehow. I don't know if there's some clinical way to do that. I don't know, but it does fascinate me quite a bit. So Master Toby is the latest example of this on the website. So he is a really a fascinating alpha, and I've already got an update to his story with his brother, so I have to get that out. But anyway, so that's all I have to say about that. What I wanted to talk about tonight, I kind of shifted gears at the last minute tonight because I was going to talk about something else, but Sir Max Potter, who is... he's one of the patron angels of the site. You know, he flies in with nuggets of information and knowledge and passes them on to me in his from his writings. And, you know, we kind of share ideas with each other. And he sent me a wonderful post that he wrote with a faggot named Chad. And it's about silent service. And so I published it tonight, and I do definitely encourage every faggot, and frankly, every alpha, to read. If you're involved in FinDom, for sure, it's that text is vital to read, okay? And I'm not just saying that because, like, I contributed part of it, okay? Like, it is just very, very important. The message is very important. And I just thought, I need to talk about this tonight, you know? You know, we just went through Christmas. I watched, you know, FinDom interactions on Twitter during the Christmas season. I saw outrageous tributes from faggots to alphas, and I saw alphas demanding money from faggots and things like that. And it's frustrating. You know, if you're a faggot that doesn't have a lot of money, and you're too afraid to put yourself out there to serve an alpha in person, it can be very, very frustrating. I think of all the faggots out there who are suffering, I guess, because they're not able to feel like they're fulfilled in their service. And I have never really had that issue personally, because I've just always been very aggressive in terms of pursuing alphas and submitting to them, you know. So but I know that there are faggots out there who are definitely suffering, because I hear their messages to me. I get their emails and things, and I hear the sadness and the desperation in their words. And I, you know, it hurts me a little bit, because I, being a faggot is not easy. It's not supposed to be easy, really. We're born to serve men, right? But that feeling of being unfulfilled or trapped or useless, it's a different kind of pain. You know, anybody can endure just virtually any kind of abusive behavior or something, but it's that internal thing, you know, that really hurts and is long-lasting, you know, that a faggot has to lay down at night unfulfilled and have that gnawing at him, you know. And that's why I thought this article about silent service is so important, and I want to talk about that a little bit. Silent service is basically a faggot serving an alpha without taking any kind of credit or even drawing attention to it. It's simply the act of service without any, you know, a lot of times alphas don't even recognize that you have served them in some way, you know, even if it's something simple like holding the door open or something like that, or getting a cup of coffee for an alpha at work or whatever it might be, offering to Sir Max uses the example in his post about raking leaves for an alpha neighbor, let's say. Just simple things like that, taking their trash out or whatever, you know. A lot of times alphas might not even notice that you're doing those things. It can be a very useful way for a faggot to build itself up and to feel worthwhile. And it doesn't take much more than just a little bit of imagination. You know, silent service is one of those things that any faggot can do if they just try, you know, because it doesn't require you having a lot of guts or bravery or anything like that. You don't have to do some major speech to an alpha to declare your submission to him or anything like that. It's simply you taking a task upon yourself and fulfilling that task. And sometimes the alphas do notice, you know. There's an alpha that like today, that I know, and I knew that he didn't have a car, and so I showed up at his work when it was time for him to get off, and I drove him home. And he was very thankful and surprised to see me. And that was it. You know, that was my little form of service to him, because he's superior to me and I recognize my place. And so I took out the time of my day to stop by and perform that act for him, you know. So these are the little things. And little things can sometimes add up to big things. But it doesn't have to be that. You know, it doesn't have to be you take out an alpha's trash a few times, next thing you know, he's throat-fucking you, okay? Like, it doesn't have to turn into that. You're just being useful to superior men. And that is the most important thing. You know, every faggot that's listening to this podcast, this episode, I want you to think about why you're serving. Are you serving to try to glorify yourself? Are you serving to get off? Are you serving for your own gratification and for whatever reason that you might be gratified by the act of service? If you're doing that, you're doing it wrong. Service is about recognizing that you are inferior to other men, that you were born inferior, you were born to serve, and you submit yourself to that reality. And you perform these simple acts of service out of acknowledgement of that reality. You're giving these little acts of kindness and service to alphas because they deserve it, because they're superior, and you recognize that. That in and of itself should be your reward. Not a hot sexual encounter, not even a pat on the head and a good boy or whatever, you know. Or even a thank you, you know. It should be about the recognition. You should feel an inner peace and satisfaction from performing these little acts of service to men. And again, if you're doing it for some selfish reason, you're doing it wrong. And this is something that I see all the time with faggots. All the time. They're only thinking about what they get out of it in the long term, you know. And they dismiss things that could be purposeful actions simply because there's no payoff. And that's a terrible way to look at it. It's the wrong way to look at it. And I will say this. I just want to tack this on at the end. I received a really, I thought, kind of an ugly comment on my website from a wealthy faggot bragging about the amounts of money that it spends on alphas in FinDom. And that faggot considers that its tributes are somehow more significant because there's lots of money involved. Mind you, this faggot doesn't support this website, okay? But is using the website, right? And it's paying money to alphas that won't give a shit about him, okay? But anyway, I digress. This wealthy faggot was bragging about this, and it infuriated me because this is the intrinsic problem with FinDom, is that it cheapens and classifies service to men by dollar amounts. That bothers me. It's always bothered me, and it will always bother me, okay? Imagine you're a poor faggot, a faggot that doesn't have a lot of money, but you really want to serve men, and you see a wealthy faggot attributing thousands and thousands of dollars to an alpha, and you've got $10. Think about how worthless you feel in that moment, having this faggot bragging about the amounts of money that it spends, you know. It's very discouraging. It can be heartbreaking because you don't have anything to give to compete with another faggot. You know, I think about, like, I hate to quote the Bible here, but, you know, Jesus in the Bible, you know, looked upon acts of or tributes made out of want, or I'm sorry, need, as opposed to want. So he looked favorably on those acts given out of somebody's need. You know, they didn't have anything to give, but they still gave. He valued those things more, those kind of tributes more, because it came out of what the person needed. They still decided to tribute. These little faggots that don't have any money, and they're trying to scrape together a little bit of money to offer to an alpha in Findom. Those little tributes are worth more than the thousands and thousands of dollars that wealthy faggot tributes, because it comes straight out of that faggot's heart. And I think there needs to be a sea change of an attitude here about what it means. Alphas who are out there who own faggots, your faggots want to please you. They want to. They want you to look down on them with favor. Don't discount them because they can't give you X amount of money, or because they can't do something sexually or whatever that another faggot can do. Every faggot that you own should be a glory to you as an alpha. And the same with every faggot. Whatever you have to give or tribute, or any way that you can bring pleasure or make an alpha's life easier, it's a blessing. Even the little things, even the silent things. So I guess my encouragement here is that silent service is vital for faggots to cultivate in their life, and for alphas to treasure in their life, okay? It builds people up. It builds faggots up and makes them able to continue on in service. And it should impress upon alphas what their power moves people to do, you know. So that's my thought on silent service. Please read that article, and please think about it, and please share it with people, because I really do think it's, I just think it's absolutely important. So that's why I'm talking about it today in such emphatic terms, you know. Anyway, I will wrap it up, but I enjoyed talking about this particular issue because it's very close to my heart. So hopefully you got something out of it. Anyway, I will, I don't know if I'm going to have a podcast after, before the first of the year. I don't know. We'll see. I might have something for you. I did have another podcast. I was going to talk about something else, but maybe I will do that. Okay. Anyway, be careful if I don't talk to you before New Year's, and I will definitely talk to you later. Okay. Love ya. Bye.